Beth, legislation has been introduced to make some changes to the Ag Link deposit program here in the state. We talked about this back in December, and here we are in mid-January, and the legislation is moving.
It sure is. I told you, early to mid-January, I felt pretty confident that we would get it introduced, and we did last week, been assigned some numbers. Hopefully here in the next few days, it will get assigned to a committee. I'm anticipating some of the finance and financial institutions type committees, perhaps agriculture. We'll see where the leadership of the House and the Senate come down, but very excited to get started and get talking about this bill, and hopefully not too long from now, we'll be getting it to the governor.
Are you, at this point, pleased with the support that it's getting?
I am extraordinarily pleased, particularly after coming off of a few kind of absent weeks. You know, many legislators go home to spend the holidays with their families, and so often you'll get a little bit of a lag in the first month or month and a half of a year. And, you know, we saw great support, bipartisan support on this legislation, and I think it really bodes very well for the bill.
As far as the changes, it was time.
It sure was. You know, we've had the Link Deposit Program for, I think, 26 years this year. We've had Ag Link that whole time. And we've really seen a lot of things change. Certainly farm input prices have changed. The cost of business has changed. And so, you know, we didn't get greedy with this. We have modest changes that reflect some of these increases while also making sure that there's still plenty of opportunity for everybody who wishes to participate.
Farm Bureau's support is there with several other in the ag community around the state.
That is correct. Off the top of my head, we had very early commitments of support from the Cattlemen's Association, from Corn and Wheat, from Farm Credit Services of Mid-America, from the Ohio Agribusiness Association. I'm sure I'm leaving at least one or two out. But, you know, obviously everybody in agriculture knows that, you need diverse opportunities for people to manage their business. And as I think I said during the press conference, many time farmers, particularly those who are younger or starting out or just starting their own operation, they have a wealth of knowledge but a lack of capital. And what I have seen time and time again are farmers who have very successful businesses, and they say, you know, their first year, their second year, part of what helped them keep going was being able to participate in a program like AgLink.